State troopers have responded to a disturbing number of suicides in Northwest Alaska since the beginning of the month. Six people, including three teenagers, have killed themselves in five small villages near Nome and Kotzebue. APRN's Any Fight reports.
Northwest Alaska has the highest rate of suicide in the state, about eight times higher than the national average. But even given that statistic, December has been an especially alarming month. State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the agency is hoping to raise awareness to prevent more suicides from happening.
These are small communities, and they're communities that are close together. We find it very troubling, and we just hope that it's not a trend and that it just stops and that people are able to look out for each other and reach out to each other and find the help that they desperately need.
Two of the suicides occurred in Selawik, a village of about 800 near Kotzebue. Others took place in Kiana, Noatak, Teller, and Brevig Mission. The troopers also reported two non-fatal suicides in other northwest villages. James Galano says the state's lead suicide prevention coordinator. He says it's not uncommon to have a cluster of suicides in an area.
Because villages are often connected more so than just family, they tend to occur in a small period of time. And so it does have a rippling effect within the region and within the area.
There's no simple answer to explain why the suicide rate is so high in Northwest Alaska. Galano says substance abuse can be a factor, along with family violence and mental illness. He says it's also important to recognize the history of cultural loss among Alaska Natives.
That's one of the things we hear often from elders is that our Alaska Native teens today, they don't know who they are. And part of the solution is being able to tap into the wisdom of the elders and the values of that culture. So subsistence lifestyle is very important to them. And also keeping and maintaining their Alaska Native language is also something that they're very focused on.
Many people believe the suicide rate spikes during the holiday season, but Galano says the data doesn't show a significant increase at any specific time of year. Young people in the state are especially vulnerable, and Native male teens have the highest rate. Nationally, older non-Native adults face a much higher suicide risk as they age, but Galano says in Alaska, that trend is reversed.
So it's really important that we kind of learn what the distinctions are between those two populations. And what we know about Alaska Native elders oftentimes is that they're increasingly tied into the community. They're increasingly connected to their community because they're looked upon with respect and they're looked upon as being the keepers of their culture and their traditions.
Suicides aren't just a problem in Northwest Alaska. The state as a whole has a rate that's about double the national average. This fall, the Department of Health and Social Services received a $1.5 million federal grant to put together regional teen suicide prevention teams. Galano says early intervention is key.
And so it's very important that we develop comprehensive plans that not only target people that are imminently thinking about suicide, but also for those who exhibit the early warning signs and try to get them the appropriate help and support and services.
Galano says the state hopes to begin implementing the new programs early next year. He says the grant money will also be used to help communities recover from the trauma of a suicide.
Once a suicide occurs, we can also provide some level of support to get the community to acknowledge the impact of suicide on themselves and their families and their community, to get them to talk about it, go through that healing process and go through that grieving process.
Galano says overall, 2008 is shaping up to be an especially bad year for suicides in Alaska. He expects the rate to be among the highest the state has seen in recent years. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
The toll-free Alaska Suicide Prevention Line is 877-266-4357.